August 19, Mercy for the Merciful. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Luke 6:36. Mercy is an attribute that the human agent may share with God. As did Christ, so man may lay hold on the divine arm and be in communication with divine power. To us has been given a service of mercy to perform for our fellow man. In performing this service, we are laboring together with God. We do well, then, to be merciful, even as our Father in heaven is merciful. I will have mercy, God says, and not sacrifice. Matthew 9:13. Mercy is kind, pitiful. Mercy and the love of God purify the soul, beautify the heart, and cleanse the life from selfishness. Mercy is a manifestation of divine love and is shown by those who identified with God serve Him by reflecting the light of heaven upon the pathway of their fellow creatures. The condition of many persons calls for the exercise of genuine mercy. Christians in their dealing with one another are to be controlled by principles of mercy and love. They are to improve every opportunity for helping fellow beings in distress. Let those who desire to perfect a Christian character ever keep in view the cross on which Christ died a cruel death in order to redeem mankind. Let them ever cherish the same merciful spirit that led the Savior to make an infinite sacrifice for our redemption. The merciful shall obtain mercy, Matthew 5:7. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself, Proverbs 11:25. There is sweet peace for the compassionate spirit, a blessed satisfaction in the life of self-forgetful service for the good of others. He who has given his life to God in ministry to his children is linked with him who has all the resources of the universe at his command. By the golden chain of the immutable promises, his life is bound up with the life of God. The Lord will not fail him in the hour of suffering and need. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. And in the hour of final need, the merciful shall find refuge in the mercy of the compassionate Savior, and by him shall be received into everlasting habitations.